UCL Library Services, Special Collections. Podcast 2, Treasures from the English Literature Collections. Confessio Amantis by John Gower.
I'm Susan Irvin. I'm a Professor of English Literature and I'm also the Head of the English Department. This is a fragment of a very important medieval literary work which was written towards the end of the 14th century. It's a work called Confessio Amantis, or The Confession of a Lover, and it's written by an author called John Gower, who wrote works in Latin, English and French, but this is a work that is written in Middle English, so it's one of his English works. Gower was writing at around the same time as Chaucer was writing at the end of the 14th century, and Gower and Chaucer comment on each other's works. This is actually a copy from the 15th century, an absolutely beautiful fragment of a manuscript written in verse in black ink, two columns on each page, and a series of beautiful decorations. It's a religious work. In this period, most of the works that were produced were religious rather than secular. It's an allegory, which was a very important form of writing in this period. And John Gower uses a series of stories, largely drawn from classical material. It's written over several volumes, so it's huge, it's substantial compared to a lot of the material that was produced in this period, and perhaps most important of all, it's in English. And for works to be written in English was something of a novelty in this period. It's really only with Chaucer that English starts to be accepted as a language in which high literature can be written, and literature can be written for an aristocratic audience, literature in English. This is a manuscript which is particularly interesting for students because it's a copy of a work which they study and spend a lot of time reading themselves in the courses that we run, and that's at both undergraduate and also at postgraduate level. So it's a manuscript that they're reading from a literary point of view, but which they also need to think about in terms of its production, its readership and reception, and actually seeing it in the flesh, seeing the layout of the text on the page, gives them a real insight into the value of such books in the medieval period. In a subject where students so often rely only on modern editions, I think for them to see the original form in which this work was produced is very special indeed. They're always very excited when they see manuscripts in the original like this, and they have lots of questions. They want to know why it was laid out in the way it's laid out, why the particular colours are used for the initials themselves, why there's the variety of colours, why there's the marginalia. So all sorts of questions, all kinds of excitement, and they want to see more. They immediately want to know what other manuscripts are available and what they can look at. And that's what's wonderful about special collections, is you have this opportunity to show that UCL can offer that extra dimension to the literary works that they're studying.
The Craft to Live Well and to Die Well by Andrew Chertsey, published by Wink and a Word.
I'm Susan Stead and I'm the Rare Books Librarian in Special Collections. This is a book written by Andrew Chertsey and printed by Wink and a Word in 1505 in London. It's one of our earliest English books and it's called The Art or Craft to Live Well and to Die Well, a guide to Christian life and Christian death. It has a very fine modern binding by a famous binder called Douglas Cockrell, and it is signed by him here with his initials DC and the date 1904. And Cockrell was the founder of modern art bookbinding. It's a guide to Christian life and death with beautiful woodcut illustrations. It's quite difficult to read for modern readers. You do have to get your eye in and really practice a great deal. It is also, of course, say this book was printed in 1505, so it is essentially what we call Middle English, and some people would not recognise it as English, although it most certainly is. This would have been owned probably by a pious layman or possibly even a woman, and they would have looked at it every day to discover how they should live and how they should behave. It's important in the history of philosophy and of religious thought, and it's also important for the history of printing because it's an early printed book, and Wynkyn de Worde was one of the most prolific of the early printers. So it's interesting to see his work, and for the development of woodcuts, of illustration of books, it's quite important as well.